Hey everyone, my name's Jacob.
I'm Joel.
Today, in honor of its 10th anniversary re-release, we're talking about Christopher Nolan's Interstellar.
Coming up next. So in 2014's Interstellar, we see the Earth in kind of a Dust Bowl-esque setting. It's becoming inhabitable, crops aren't growing right, and Cooper, played by Matthew McConaughey, goes on this mission and he tries to find a planet for humans to inhabit in the future. And yeah, so what do you think about this?
I love this movie. This is one of my all-time favorites. I think what's so great about it is it's such a big scale story with
Right.
unbelievable visuals about traveling into the unknown parts of the universe. But at its core, all it is a story about love and how love spans the entire universe. And that means a lot, and everyone can connect with that, even if, they're scared about the universe. It's just a story about love. And it's just breathtaking, and it's really driven by its characters and its performances.
That's such a great point, and I totally agree. And you're talking about characters. I love McConaughey in this one.
Absolutely.
I think it's probably his best role, and he just brings such an emotion to it. And I came out of this movie when I saw it in IMAX 70 millimeter for the re-release. I came away with Cooper. He's so selfless. It's just incredible. He goes from Earth, leaving his kids behind, and he tries to find a planet. And at the very end, when he talks to Murph, she's old. He's like 120 years old, they say. He probably doesn't feel that way. But with all this happening, this crazy adventure, he goes off to find Brand at the planet. It's just so incredible to me what he sacrifices in that movie. I think if all of us could have a little bit of Cooper, it'd be a great place here.
Definitely. I agree.
So in terms of scenes, there are some major big scale scenes, like you said. What's your favorite?
It's hard to pick. I mean, I love the wave scene
Amazing.
when they go onto that planet, the giant wave.
Billy's
I
Planet.
can't even tell you how many times I've seen that scene in theaters, watching it at home, watching it even just on like TikTok. And every time I'm on the edge of my seat, it's so well acted, the suspense, and of course, you got to talk about the score, Hans Zimmer. This is one of
My
his
gosh,
masterpieces.
just incredible.
Every piece of music, the cornfield chase, that's my other favorite scene.
Amazing.
It just pulls you in and it doesn't let you go. The score in this movie, it's just, I listen to it when I just need to be hyped up. It's beautiful.
It's so good. It fits the movie so well. Like, I think Cornfield Chase, honestly, is one of the best pieces of music ever written. I would go as far to say that. It's amazing. For me, we were talking about this before. I love the docking scene. It's just, again, the music, it builds up. There's that moment where it's silent and then it becomes loud again right before Matt Damon, a man, right before he's like exploded out of it. It's just the tension that it builds, the emotion, and obviously the line, Taurus says it's not possible. No, it's necessary. It's an amazing scene.
I
I
got
love
chills
it.
thinking about it.
Right? It sucks you in. It's great. It's
Yeah,
great.
it's beautiful. And I think the other component that really sucks you in is the visuals. We talked about we both went and saw it for this re-release, and we got to see it on huge IMAX screens. And every time they cut to an outside shot of the ship, the visual was like ceiling to floor, just space. My jaw was on the floor, like
it's breathtaking. It's
it's
breathtaking.
beautiful, and it feels so real.
Yeah.
This was before, we'd seen pictures of black holes or anything like that.
Yeah.
And they just nailed it. It feels
Yeah.
like we're in space with Matthew McConaughey. Like
Yeah,
it's, yeah.
it's amazing. Seeing it in theaters, I remember there was one scene where the Endurance, the ship, was on the right side, and I had to fully turn my head. Just, you gotta see it on the big screen. And, going back to that message of love, this is how I describe some movies to my friends, these movies that have a feeling, a type of aura. It has its own heartbeat to me. It's just a special movie. You can feel it when you watch it. You can feel it when you're talking about it. It's just a fantastic movie. And do you have any other thoughts on it? Just
Yeah,
anything?
I think that's a great way of looking at it, first of
Yeah.
all. I mean, I kind of want to highlight, there's this one scene that I really love. It's in the docking scene, actually.
Okay.
After the ship spins out yeah. out like crazy, and they're trying to like stop it from spinning
yeah.
and get the ship under control, and you see, and this just calls like the attention to detail
yeah.
that he put into this, and like really how carefully he thought about what being in space is like and everything.
Yeah.
There's the shot where you see the ship, and it's completely still, and space is like spinning around it super
yeah.
fast, when in reality, the ship is what's moving,
yeah.
and then it slows down around it. Do you remember
yeah.
what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That
after
scene,
the docking
after
scene.
The docking, and they slowly slow down, and the stars that are spinning like crazy,
yeah.
they slow down, and it's just like, that's what it would be like. It's like,
yeah.
you're in this still ship in space, and everything
yeah.
just moves around it. And I think that just really, I said before, it all feels so real.
Yeah.
Everything just feels so authentic, and the care that was put to the feeling of being in space,
yeah,
I could talk about it forever.
There's another moment where Murph says Eureka, and I saw this after I saw the film, and people look at her weird. They don't know that phrase because of the textbooks. Remember the government textbooks from
That's
the beginning?
Right.
So details like that, but overall, this movie, I probably think about it almost every day. It's kind of a perspective changer. You know, if I'm having worries or anything, I kind of take a step back from life. It really has made me appreciate a lot of things. I can't say enough about this movie. I absolutely love it with my heart and soul. And what are you going to rate it? I'm curious.
I think, maybe unsurprisingly, I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10. There's a few flaws with it, but
right.
it's a near perfect movie. It hits on every cylinder. I love
yeah.
Christopher Nolan. I love this movie.
Yeah.
I've loved it since I saw it for the first time. 10
yeah.
out of 10.
I'm going to have to agree with you. You know, it's not the movie that I think of when I think of technically perfect, but I think with all of its imperfections, it just makes it that much greater. I'm going to give it a perfect 10 as well.
Amazing. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next time.